It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
It's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by GoPSURV.com. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in for Dustin this week with the great one, Greg Pickle. Greg, how you doing?
I'm good, Jim. Glad to be here on another snowy day in the capital city.
Let me give you a little hint, a little taste of spring, though, with our buddy Mark over at GoPSURV. Blue-white game is just around the corner.
It is, and it will be. I still can't get over the fact that it's a week earlier this year. I keep telling people that it's April 20th, and it's just not. It's April 13th. So remember, it's a week early this year. If you're getting an RV, get it for the week that the game actually is, not the week the game normally is.
Okay. And Mark is giving out a great deal. RV starting at $350 for the whole weekend. Show up Friday, stay till Sunday. Free shuttle bus to the stadium, 409 tailgate meal that we talk about all the time. Best deal in town. You could call 800-519-8467 or go to gopsurv.com for all the info from Mark. He will take care of you. All right. We're going to pick up our conversation from the first segment, Greg, but first, we had some news last night. More news from the portal, didn't we?
Yes. Let's get right into it. Yeah, Cam Sullivan Brown, the redshirt sophomore receiver, has decided to enter the portal, according to ESPN and 247 Sports. So we'll see if he comes out of the portal like Lamont Wade did, or if he stays in for a while and decides to look elsewhere. Weird timing. I mean, I think we have seen a couple of guys announce that they're going to transfer at this point, like at 2 or 3 weeks after winter workout. Well, actually, for Penn State, winter workouts just started, but they've been doing stuff, you know, the players by themselves for the last couple of weeks. So interesting timing to do that after the first week of winter workouts. Didn't necessarily see that coming, but for Cam Sullivan Brown, 4 catches for about 50 yards last year. He is the oldest guy in that room right now, but at the same time, there's obviously a lot of talent in that room. He was stuck behind DeAndre Tompkins and Juwan Johnson coming out of the 2018 season, rather. Both those guys are gone, so in theory, he could jump right to the top of the depth chart. But just like we talked about with Lamont Wade, just like we talked about with Alex Gellerstedt, with Danny Dalton, and maybe some others, Jim, you would think if these guys had a pretty good feeling that they were going to be the starters, they wouldn't be looking to transfer unless there was some incredible off-field circumstance that caused them to.
So that's been my take all along with the portal. And I understand, and we talked about this earlier off the air, Greg, you and I, mm-hmm. the number of scholarship players is going to be down from the 85.
Right.
But if these are going to be players who probably wouldn't have seen the field anyway, does it really matter that much?
Exactly.
So,
yeah. So, I mean, it on one hand, it's such a weird conversation because on one hand, you don't want to lose guys to transfers, and you at some point you do have to have depth, and you do have to have guys that can do stuff in practice and all that. But at the same time, if a guy is, you know, not happy and so much so that he's considering transferring, he's probably not going to be a great locker room presence. And that maybe that's not every one of these guys that want to transfer. But just, you know, if you're miserable enough to want to maybe sit out a year so you don't have to be at the place that you are, you probably are not, you know. I think at some point, you know, guys get to they arrive at a point in their career where they just don't want to do it anymore and they want to look for something else. I know James Franklin said it worries him and he thinks that it's teaching guys to take the easy way out. I also think that he's right that the whole public nature of this transfer portal is a problem. It really is. It was not meant to be public, but it is. There's just no way around it at this point. The word gets out when guys go into the portal, and you know, that brings more voices to the table that, you know, maybe Cam Brown, his family, and James Franklin are the only three people that knew he was going to transfer. It gets in the portal. It gets out in the public sphere. Now you have all kinds of people wanting to weigh in and offer their opinion on where he's going to decide to go or stay. So it's an interesting time in college football, no question about that.
It is, but don't you think the public nature of it will become second nature soon, that it's a shock to the system?
Yeah.
This first year, but going forward, let's go back to and pick up our conversation from the first segment, because we really didn't finish up. we danced around it, but the real big news over the weekend was former Penn State commit Justin Fields got his waiver, so he will play for Ohio State immediately, will not have to sit out the year. And the extenuating circumstances was that there was a Georgia baseball player used a racial slur. By the way, Justin Fields never heard it. It was in the crowd, heard by other people. Georgia reacted to it. They kicked him out of school, correct? He's not going to be around. But if you're using race in any conversation, I got to say, I don't think everyone was convinced he would get the waiver because the NCAA, again, looking at PR, could not have said no.
Yeah.
Is that really the bottom line?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And this is sort of where this conversation is going to take us, this whole free agency idea that we had talked about in quarter one. So on one hand, you're going to get these situations, whether it be this particular one, whether it be the West Virginia kid, the Oklahoma kid wanting to transfer and West Virginia blocking him, and then everybody saying, hey, you clowns, you just got a guy through this process. Now you're going to block a guy from going. So whether it's the court of public opinion, hypocrisy, there's always going to be a reason to give these guys an immediate eligibility waiver, it seems. So if that's the direction you're going to go, and you're always going to go to the end of the earth to find a way to get these guys eligible, then again, why have the rule? And I don't really care one way or the other. Honestly, I don't. I can see both sides of the coin. To me, they're going to make it the rules. And like James Franklin said, teams have to evolve and adapt. But at some point, you know, just make your rules what you're deciding to do.
They're going to have to revisit it and decide one way or the other how it's going to be. All right. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Some great deals going for the blue-white game. And also, if you have the Keystone Sports app, take it out. Hit the button, and you could enter to win a free RV for the blue-white weekend. I do have to make one extra statement, though. We just found out over the weekend, if you're trying to download it from your Google Play App Store, there's been a technical problem.
Oh, no.
We will get that fixed. But if you already have it, or you can go to your Apple iStore, do it, download it, and get your chance to win the free RV for the weekend. All right, Greg, this is our first time together since signing day.
Yes.
A bit of a dud for Penn State?
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to put it. We were expecting fireworks, maybe like the grand finale, and instead we got like the first 5 minutes of the show, and then they kind of just petered out from there. Like it maybe started to rain, and the fireworks ended early. I mean, Doug Nestor, Penn State won it, didn't get. Jacquizz Sorrells, Penn State won it, didn't get. They end up offering Daquan Hardy late. Three-star Pittsburgh guy. I guess I have a problem with the way James Franklin kept saying that, oh, this is a guy that we have to get, and Pennsylvania guy, and we take care of guys in the region. Well, why did it take you a day before signing day to offer him then? Look, this happens everywhere in every class. It's not that big of a deal, but let's just call it what it is. You know, if you're going to wait to offer a guy, then you waited to offer him, and there's a reason for that.
There is, but what is interesting, and our own Ross Tucker, he did his review of Daquan Hardy on our show last week. He loves him.
Oh, I think he's a really good player, but again, the question becomes 5A State Player of the Year. He scored some like 22 touchdowns or something as a senior. I understand that he's small, and that's why everyone waited to offer him. But let's be honest, if Penn State got all the guys that wanted down the stretch, they wouldn't have offered Daquan Hardy. So, again, let's just call it what it is. But I do think that he is sometimes they get guys late, and I know it's easy to say this in hindsight, but if you go back and really think about it, Daylon Darien, the guy they got late, kind of washed out, never really was what he thought. And Brennan Thrift falls into this category. You know, there are some guys that Penn State got late that never really panned out. You look at what he is, Daquan Hardy, and he is a burner who can put some weight on and keep that speed. I really truly believe that Penn State's going to get a guy here that maybe doesn't, you know, ever have a huge career overall, but I think he's going to make some big plays along the way that will make that late edition worth it. But overall, kind of a dud. We're still waiting on Nick Cross as we talk about this Monday. He still hasn't decided between Florida State, Georgia, and Penn State and Maryland. So I at this point, Jim, flip a coin. I mean, I guess he'll probably end up at Florida State. Maybe his parents will eventually back down. I guess just to do a quick rundown of the Nick Cross thing, he was committed to Florida State since September. Looked like Penn State was going to be able to flip him late. Then Rivals and 247 start reporting that there's some doubt about whether he'd sign on National Signing Day. Obviously, his parents, it's come out that his parents, you know, one likes Penn State, one just doesn't want him to go to Florida State, but might be okay with Maryland. It seems like George is out of the picture. So, kind of a mess. Now, keep in mind, guys don't have to sign letters of intent to go to college on scholarship. Everybody does, but by rule, you don't actually have to. So, Nick Cross just wanted to wait until June and show up on a college campus to enroll. He could do that. But since he's under 18, if he is going to sign a national letter of intent, his parents have to sign it, which is why there's this consternation about where he's going to end up.
So there's no limit as to when he could sign. All right, we've got 2 minutes left. One topic in the news we haven't gotten to, and that's our buddy Christian Hackenberg. Yeah. Showed up this weekend. I didn't see the game. You did, Greg. What's the scouting report?
It was pretty ugly, Jim. There's just no way around it. 10 of 23 for 87 yards. He had a touchdown called back by penalty that was by far his best throw of the day. But, you know, he threw a one pass off of a lineman that ended up being picked off. He missed at least, I can remember, two open receivers, guys that were, you know, they just threw it over their head. He was hurt by drops and he was hurt by bad offensive line play. If you're gonna knock him for his own inaccuracies, you do have to at least mention that some of this stuff was, you know, there were a couple of them that he put right on the money and guys just dropped them. And there were a couple of them where the offensive line just parted like the Red Sea. And, you know, he had no real choice but to get sacked. So the silver lining for him, as I sit here and think about it, is they bring in the backup quarterback, Brandon Silvers. Do you like that? And he threw a pick immediately on his first pass. So Hackenberg should be safe to start next week's home opener for Memphis against Arizona. Time will tell, you know, how exactly things work out during his AAF debut. He's going to have to be better. There's no question about that.
How was the game or games with the AAF overall?
You know what I thought was interesting? They got some stuff to work on as a first-time league. You know, some of the TV stuff was interesting, but some of it didn't really work, I think, the way they wanted it to. The late game yesterday, Arizona and Salt Lake City was a good one. The two on Saturday caught a lot of people's attention, so we'll see. I think it's probably more flash in a pan and probably won't be talking about it too much a month from now, but it was an interesting start for sure.
Very good. Thank you, Greg. We are going to be right back with Brandon Pelter. We're going to talk wrestling.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.